Good morning, 7, almost 40 here on the Mighty 690. Happy to have you along as we continue through our Thursday edition of the program. We have joining us Chris Crane from Native American Fellowship. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, OCO, as we say in Cherokee.
Yes.
So we've had some things going on. I think last month when I was here, we just didn't have a ton of things. Things were kind of winding down, end of the year, but I know that in December I reported we had a winter potluck dinner and we had a presentation from the Cherokee Cultural and Community Outreach Officer, Pam Bach, and she talked about beading and twining, which it's kind of like macrame, it looks like to me, but basket weaving. And we just really appreciate Cherokee Nation always being willing to send somebody down or up here, I guess we're the Northern Outpost, send somebody up here for us. And we did not, we had a board meeting in January, and we will have one in February. No potluck. The weather's just, you know what it's like. Everybody, y'all know what it's like out there. So we'll start up a potlucks again in March. But so the big story, and I know that Amy talked to you about it when she was on about tourism. The big story for us is Cherokee Nation gifted not only Native American Fellowship with the solar charging table, but they also gave to Visit Coffeeville. Have you gone out?
I haven't charged anything yet, but no, man, they look great, and I saw the lights on and everything.
It's that day that they did it. They came and did the one at NAFI first, and Amy came over, and we just sat, and we were watching the whole thing. And then we all came downtown to watch it happen there, and it really didn't take that long, the installation, but they're very firmly bolted in the ground, and Bill Davis told me that he drove by, and there was a kid from the college out there at dusk,
hey.
And he kind of slowed down and rolled the window down, and he said, hey, is it working? And this kid was like, yes, when did these get put in? This is saving. He said, just today. So, and I listened to you and Amy the other day, and she was right. The first thing I said was, man, when they get one at the UP park during Brewfest, that's my phone died. And I usually am pretty good about it.
Yeah.
So it would have been very, very handy. But we are just very thankful. And I'm hoping that other, and I think Amy's the same way, we're just hoping other organizations, other businesses might see the value in this. I could see these going in. Well, everybody, the Sycamore Park, they've done all that work out there, and this would just be a fantastic enhancement to it. And maybe the city rec, something at
sure.
Walter Johnson.
You know,
I think there's a lot of places.
Even for the parents, you know, while their kids are playing or whatever, could sit there.
Exactly. And they, I mean, you've got two wireless pads, and then you've got six ports to plug in. And I guess the company, we got a brochure from it. Well, it wasn't a big brochure. It was a folder about it. They make even bigger ones, which are larger tables, and the canopies aren't just umbrellas. They're kind of across. And, oh, they had like a million colors to choose from. But you can get them where you can even do a 110 plug-in, we found out.
Oh, my.
And they were telling us when they installed downtown. And I said, Amy, that's what we need. Something we could come out on a nice day and plug a hairdryer and a curling iron, and, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
You
know, I don't know if it'll run that.
Well, it's a 110.
Yeah, well, yeah. If it'll at least run maybe a computer or something.
Yeah, it would. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that would be such a wonderful thing. So Chuck Koskin, our chief, he's a forward-thinking guy, and that was his idea, was like challenging the different communities, come up with something that's a green energy type thing that can enhance the lives. And so it hasn't been a year, but it's been a long time. And Amy was down at NAFI, and Bill brought it up about, you guys, you need to look into some solar tables. And we were kind of like, what do you mean solar? That just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And Amy did all the work on this as far as finding out the prices and really doing all the research. And I think she looked at different companies. It wasn't just, oh, first place. And this company that did it was named Interfusion out of Michigan. Wonderful, wonderful people. And I sent an email afterwards thanking their president for, you know, everything and how the, because Corey, the guy we worked with, was just wonderful. I mean, he'd just reply right back and found out it was his nephew. And he said, it's a family owned business. And so he was very, very pleased to hear back. But I don't know, just it's a good deal. And with that being said, today we are having 3 20-by-20 like carport awnings installed down at NAFI. They're coming this morning sometime from Texas. And the idea, if you've ever, you've been down there, and so you know the big parking lot area. And we do, we did it last year bi-monthly, and I think they're only going to do quarterly food drops this year through Cherokee Nation, and we do it for elders and veterans. But we're out there, they bring the truck in, they unload, and we're out there, and it doesn't matter what the weather's like. I mean, it can be really hot, it can be raining, that's happened a lot, the snow, and these are going to be kind of end-to-end so that you can drive, and we can work under these, and also it's going to be help for the elders. So, again, that's through CCO, Cherokee Nation, and I told them, I said, I'll be on the radio in the morning, and I'm going to run down here, so I don't know. I think they'll be here about 9, but that's exciting.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
We are also in the process. We're going to be getting a digital sign, and it's going to be about 12 foot long by 10 foot tall. It will say a Cherokee Community and Cultural Outreach Program and say Native American Fellowship, have the seal, and it's going to be digital, so we can type in messages. It'll be outside the building. It's amazing. They're going to put these at all the community buildings. We're also going to be getting outside restrooms.
That's a big deal.
And yes, which will help when we do the unity gathering. So this is all courtesy of CCO, Cherokee Nation. It's just, gosh, I mean, just a lot of stuff going on. Our big, whatever that was, 40 by 60 building warehouse was finished, and we've been moving stuff in it. And then the older garage area, we are hoping to turn that into, and we're in the plans of doing it, turning it into a smaller event room. So we're still taking bids. We want it kind of turnkey, except for the bids don't have to include air conditioning, the plumbing and stuff. So we're going to take care of that. But you can contact us down at NAFI, and we can give you the details. And we'd like you to come down if somebody wants to give a bid. I found out Sage Ellison, and she is a member over at Washington County, and she may be a member with us at NAFI, but she is a very talented bead worker and a lot of fun. She's a really nice lady, and she was a recipient of it's an Art Recovery Act, and it's a grant, and she's going to be teaching bead classes. So I think she'll probably teach at Washington County once a month at NOWADA, Dewey once a month, and called us, and I was like, yes, because she does some beautiful work. And in fact, Lyle Martin, I saw him yesterday and we were talking about it, and I said, I want to learn how to do this.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
She does some great stuff. So that's going to be happening, and we're going to get dates sent, what day of the month it's going to be, and then we'll be putting something out on our flyer. And I know that you had Denise Shork in, and you talked about the reawakening having that innovation lab. Mm-hmm. Bill, we knew about that too, and we were pretty excited about it. And Bill went down there, and I guess he has talked about it. He was amazed. And so now he's talking to them, thinking, is there a way we can do something like that for kids down at South Coffeyville, NAFI members? And I think that we're looking at trying to figure something to do a class like that for us.
Well, there's definitely some interest because those classes have been selling out. They're not, they're free, but they've been
free,
filling
but,
up.
But yeah. Isn't that amazing? And that he said, have you ever seen a drone? I said, oh yeah. He said, you can, I said, there, it's pretty cool. I said, there's pictures of those big pictures on Coffeyville when they go overhead. That's all drones and stuff.
Yeah, it's really, really neat. And, they are even doing spraying with those now.
Really?
The big drones, they're some of the, precision agriculture and some actual crop spraying they're doing with drones.
Nothing like the old crop duster anymore.
Yeah,
so that's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So I think that's really cool. I don't have a ton other. I am going to give the shout out I told you. So this morning I became a great aunt for the second time. A shout out, the newest member of the Cherokee tribe is Roland David Hayes, and this is my brother's grandson. He was born, apparently it was pretty quick. He got to the hospital shortly after 1, and it wasn't 15 minutes later this baby was born. He was ready, a little over 10 pounds and 20 and a half inches long. And he's going to join his brother Everett, whose birthday is next week.
Yeah.
So it will be 2.
Mm.
I don't envy her having these. And the parents, the proud parents, are Jarrett and Danielle Hayes. So we're very happy. Congratulations, guys. I can't wait to see the baby in person. They were sending pictures and stuff. So
that's wonderful.
We're pretty excited about it. It was funny because I put my phone on kind of a silent for notifications because we have one of those Ring doorbells and I don't want to listen every time
a cat, when a raccoon goes across.
I don't want to hear it. And apparently I got up and there was a text that said, hey, from my nephew. And then another one said, hey, are you awake? at 1:30 in the morning, and I thought, man, I don't do that anymore. And then it was like, hey, Danny had the baby and everything's yep. cool. And I was like, great. So I texted with him, but I was thinking, 1:30 in the morning, yeah, I'm asleep, man.
Well, a lot of people don't have that home phone anymore that wakes you up in the middle of the night for those sort of things.
I don't, because I just, and I have the phone by the bed, so it'll ring if somebody wants to call, but I don't want it. And you know what it's like. I don't want it like a raccoon, or we have cats in the neighborhood, or just, I don't want anybody. I don't want to hear it. But, well, you and I were talking about, I don't have really too much else. I was going to talk, we talked about the trivia night. And look at you. I'm like, I don't know. You guys tied for second place.
Yeah.
1 point out of first.
I don't know how much help I would have been.
I don't know. It might have been in one of the other rounds. Did they tell you what the other... We had a Disney round.
They said the sports rounds were better than they have been. So.
Oh, really? Well, I did two different sports, and one was athlete nicknames. So I would give the nickname.
That's good.
And the sport, and then you had to tell me who it was.
Okay.
And then the other sport one was fictional athletes in sport movies. So I just told the name of the character, and then you had to put down the movie they were in. And there were some... I think the one that got me was, I said Ebi LaLouche. Do you remember the movie?
Oh, Bull Durham. Oh, okay.
And nobody called him by that. It was Luke is what they kept calling him. But
well, I would have loved to have been there, but I started into the studio project over there for Steph, and that had to finish because, you know, we had to get it ready for Sunday morning.
Surprised? So. Was she surprised?
She was surprised.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. That's what matters.
We had Sunday morning programming over there, and so once I tore into it, there was no stopping.
You had to so finish it.
I had no choice in the matter.
Well, it was the second place. You guys ended up in third because we had a tiebreaker, two tiebreaker questions, finally. So Air Fryers were third, and the Rogue Scholars were second, and Mediocrity at its best was first. They're the defending champions. They won every one last year. I know that people are gunning for them. I got a round of applause because we didn't do any Andy Griffith. But I guess
we
everybody
would have
was done.
That.
I did MASH.
Okay.
That was we had MASH
it's
on
kind
there.
Of a TV
it was
one.
A TV one, and but there's some, I will, you know, there was a couple. I'm not giving anything away because... there were 16 categories, and 8 of them were used, so the other 8 will go roll over to the next one. And there was one on the Princess Diaries. I was surprised somebody didn't pick that. Or not Princess Diaries, Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, yeah.
Princess Bride.
Yep. So
everybody knows that
so
movie.
For anyone interested in trivia next month.
It is going to be February 10th at the Yoke downtown. And it starts at 6. The cost is, again, $60 a team. Teams can be from 1 to 6 people. Only 6 is the maximum. You can have 5. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a full team. We ended up, we had 9 teams. We had 10 down, and one of them, they were judging debate in Wichita, and so they couldn't, or Topeka maybe, and couldn't get, back
sense.
In time. So we ended up with 9 teams, and... half the money was paid out in the prizes. And the other half, this is all sponsored by the Chamber Ambassadors Program. And, you know, we look to maybe other things that for the community. Because, I mean, things cost money. It isn't just that this just happened. I did work on it and everything, but I had to buy the poster boards and, you know, and paper and things like that to get things going. And it's just the little things like that. But we weren't able to do our scavenger hunt we had planned. And I hope we can do it again this year. It was the heat. We got called off because of the heat. And I think that will be neat. And then in March, there will be another trivia night, March 9th. These are both Saturday nights at the Ville. And it's something, you know, the Yoke, the Ville, Gigi's, they're all members of the chamber. And so this is a place they did pretty good business, I think. They tons of people eating food and having drinks. So that's what... That was what was good. So we hope if you want, kcrane5 at cox.net is how you enter. And I hope there were some people that came up to me, they didn't even know we did it last year, and they were pretty pleased and said they wanted to enter.
Great.
So I'm glad you guys did. You only did one last year, I think.
Yeah, we did the last one.
The
last
one.
Yep.
So hope you guys enter again.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on it.
It'll be fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I really don't have anything else, just... You know, we're down there at NAFI, and if you want to come down, our phone number is 918-255-4035. We're located at 215 Oklahoma Street in South Coffeyville. There's a lot of things going on, but I know we've been helping people on the Gadoogie portal. The college scholarship, getting your paperwork. The deadline was the 15th, Monday, and they had a server down, so they've extended it to the 26th of January, which is very helpful to know. So you've got some time. This is to get your community service hours and your applications. I don't know why, but some kids wait until the last minute.
Why would that be?
And I don't know. But
why would that be?
So I think if they're extending it till the 26th and you haven't gotten all your community service hours, I guess you can still try and come and get in touch with us and we can help you with it. So
yep.
We would love to.
All right.
Thank you. And don't forget Fry Bread Journeys. Monday. Oh, we have guests.
Okay.
So it's going to be the Independence Gun Club.
That'll be great.
Yep.
That's going to be excellent. So Fry Bread Journeys right here on the Mighty 690. That'll be 9:10 on Monday. So thanks, Chris, for joining us, as always.
Thank you.
All right, we got 24 degrees right now. We do have open line coming up here in just a little bit after some programming from K-State Research and Extension here on KGGF.